Trump signs executive order withdrawing U.S. from World Health Organization. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 20, 2025. President Donald Trump signed an executive order to withdraw the United States from the World Health Organization, WHO. As Trump was seen signing the executive order, he spoke about how under his first term, the U.S. paid $500 million to the WHO. Adding that China was paying less money to the WHO, Trump said he felt that it seemed a little unfair. "That's a big one," Trump said. "So, we paid $500 million to the World Health Organization when I was here, and I terminated it. China, with 1.4 billion people, we have 350. Nobody knows what we have because so many people came in illegally. But, let's say we have 325, they have 1.4 billion. They were paying $39 million, we were paying $500 million. Seemed a little unfair to me, so that wasn't the reason, but I dropped out." As Breitbart News previously reported, during Trump's first time in office, he confirmed that he was considering giving the WHO $40 million. In 2009, the United States sent about $450 million to the WHO, while China only sent about $40 million. Trump added that the WHO offered him to come back for $39 million. When Biden came back, they came back for $500 million, Trump continued. "He knew that you could have come back for $39 million. They wanted us back so badly, so we'll see what happens." As Breitbart News previously reported, prior to the 2020 presidential election, former President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democrat presidential nominee at the time, pledged to rejoin the WHO on his first day in office. Biden's pledge came after Trump announced in May 2020 that the U.S. would terminate its relationship with the WHO. Trump accused Chinese officials of failing to report details of the coronavirus properly. On Biden's first day in office in January 2021, he retracted a decision by the Trump administration to withdraw from the World Health Organization, according to the New York Times.